From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is strongly condemning the Russian and Syrian regime's airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let UN relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists, their term for the rebels who want to topple the Syrian government. The United Nations says at least 15 civilians were killed this week by a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan added that 13 others were injured in Wednesday's attack. The U.S. military confirmed that the airstrike hit a target in Nangarhar province and said it was aimed at Islamic State militants and that it was still gathering information on reports of civilian casualties. The latest U.S. airstrike came as tribal elders and officials recently warned ISIS fighters have returned and regained control of some of their former strongholds in the area after retreating to mountain hideouts in the face of weeks of major Afghan security operations. This is VOA News. Sudan's justice minister is refuting claims by displaced persons in Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International reported Thursday that since January, people in the Jebel Mara have reported blisters and rashes and other symptoms of their rights. The rights group, rather, saying it's due to chemical weapons used by the Sudanese authorities. Amnesty International has asked the UN Security Council and state parties to the Convention on Chemical Weapons to conduct follow-up investigations in Darfur. President Obama said Shimon Peres' determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation and its friends during a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader. Obama called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century.
The last of the founding generation is now gone. Shimon accomplished enough things in his life for 1,000 men. But he understood that it is better to live to the very end of his time on earth with a longing not for the past, but for the dreams that have not yet come true. An Israel that is secure in a just and lasting peace with its neighbors.
Obama held the presence of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas at the funeral as a gesture and a reminder of the unfinished business of peace. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says her rival, Republican Donald Trump, likes the strong man approach to governing during a campaign stop in Florida. Clinton revisited a claim made by Trump that he alone can fix what he sees are the ills of the United States.
He said, "I alone can fix it." I alone? Well, we've learned that that's his way. One person getting supreme power and exercising it ruthlessly. That's why he admires dictators like Vladimir Putin so much.
So far, no word from the Trump campaign on Clinton's statement. Trump, though, has lashed out at Clinton on social media Friday for claiming he made unflattering comments about a former Miss Universe. A U.S. site that monitors North Korean weapons development says Pyongyang may be building a submarine designed to launch missiles. 38 North posted a commercial satellite image that it says indicated a naval construction program is underway, but it could not confirm that they show a submarine. Global concerns over North Korea's naval program increased after a ballistic missile was test launched from a submarine just last month. South Korea announced on Friday that an advanced U.S. missile defense unit will be placed on a golf course instead of a missile base in a rural county south of Seoul. Local residents there objected, saying the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, also known as THAAD, posed health and environmental concerns and made them a target for North Korea. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.